Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for Class C girls sectional basketball tonight here from Bainbridge Guilford High School, as it's the number one BG Lady Bobcats taking on the number eight Unitigo Lady Spartans. Of course, earlier this week, back on Tuesday, we saw Unitigo defeat number nine Green up at Unitigo High School 38-33 to earn the right to come down here to BG tonight to take on the number one Bobcats. BG had a bye in the first round, so they have not played a regular game since they won the MAC championship back on February 14th. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as a daily rental, expert service department, anything else you might need, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down because these are two teams that know each other very, very well and should be a very fun matchup to watch here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, live from BG High School. It's a girls' Class C sectional second-round matchup here tonight between number one BG and number eight Unitigo. Of course, the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Go over, see Cork and the crew. He'll get you set up with daily rentals, an expert service department, maybe that new-to-you car that you're looking for. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Boy, folks, it seems like deja vu. We were just here a couple of weeks ago, and it was the MAC semifinals. It was Unitigo taking on BG. The winner would get to move on to Suco in the MAC championship. We had a tie ball game at halftime, 15-15. BG came out and outscored Unitigo 22-4 in the third quarter to put that game away. They ended up winning 47-30 and moved on and, of course, defeated Delhi in the MAC championship over at Suco on February 14th. But they haven't played a game since then. And, you know, talking to a lot of coaches around the section, that long break, the having the week off, was certainly tough on a lot of teams. Yes, you can get in a scrimmage, but so hard to replicate a real game. And that's what head coach Bob Conway said. He said, you know, tonight he feels that the girls are ready, that they're raring to go, definitely maybe a little nervous being the number one seed and, you know, their first game in sectionals, but they did have a scrimmage. They went over and scrimmaged Tri-Valley champion Milford last week, so they did their best to get out and just try to replicate a game. And he said, you know, it's so hard because the kids in a scrimmage, you don't want anyone to get hurt. A lot is still on the line this time of the year, but at least good to get out and play someone that's not just some of your other players in practice and get some of that five-on-five experience, because these players are used to playing two games a week. And then you have a week off from school and your regular routine. Yes, you can maybe have a longer practice because you don't have school and homework to deal with, but certainly it's hard to keep the regular schedule going. And then for BG, not only to have a first-round bye, that has to hurt as well. Not hurt, because of course you're already to the second round, but again, you haven't played in so long. And I think we saw some rust in that game the other night between Unitigo and Green, especially in the first couple of minutes. It was a low-scoring game throughout, but really I thought through the first quarter, Green and Unitigo really had trouble shooting the ball. It wasn't until Unitigo's Samantha Picard really started to knock down some outside shots that Unitigo started to get their legs underneath them, and they had a terrific third quarter where they were able to pull away. They were up by as many as 13 and held on to win their 38-33. Let's quickly look at the Class C bracket to let you know what might happen here in the future. Now, BG and Unitigo are the only two MAC girls teams left, so after tonight, there'll only be one. If BG wins here tonight, they will host on Tuesday night the winner of Moravia and Newfield, and that would be the Class C semifinals. The winner of that would move on to the Broome County Arena down next Saturday on March 7th for a 1 o'clock championship game. Now, if Unitigo was to win here tonight, they would have to travel on Tuesday to either Moravia or Newfield. That's a matchup tonight that is at Newfield at 7 o'clock, so we'll try to keep an eye on that as well to see who BG or Unitigo will be playing next week on the 3rd. The other matchups that are still out there, Lansing was the 3 seed. They have a first-round bye. Kander defeated Union Springs 52-36. That was the 6-11 game. Kander the 6 seed, Union Springs the 11. The other two teams that are left, Watkins Glen is the 2 seed at 14-4, their record. And Elmira Notre Dame defeated Unadilla Valley in the first round in the 7-10 seeded game, 41-37. The Storm really had END on the ropes there, but Elmira Notre Dame able to advance to take on Watkins Glen here tonight. So it's BG Unitigo, Moravia Newfield, Lansing Kander, and END Watkins Glen. So BG, if they can win here tonight, they'll be back on their home floor, and boy, wouldn't that be great for all local basketball fans to have another local game to go to. If Unitigo wins, they'll have to make the long bus trip to either Moravia or Newfield on Tuesday. Speaking of Moravia, that's where I'll be tomorrow night, as the Sydney boys are the 5 seed in the Class C boys sectional bracket. They're heading out to take on number 4 Moravia, who had a first round bye. So certainly that's going to be a fun matchup tomorrow night. Is if you're not able to travel, Moravia about an hour and a half away on the west side of Cortland. We'll have that game for you here on WCDL with a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip-off. So that'll be tomorrow night, the Sydney boys taking on the Moravia Blue Devils in Class C action. All right, we'll take one last break. We'll come back. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight between number 1 BG, number 8 Unitigo, girls Class C sectional action in the second round. Set to be a great one here tonight, folks. These are two teams that know each other very well. Third time they're meeting here this season. So certainly they know all the ins and outs, and we'll see that play out here tonight on the hard floor at BG High School. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789 per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Boy, folks, this is a packed house here tonight at BG. I haven't seen this gym this packed all season long. That's what you get in the second round of the Class C sectionals. Number one, BG with a record of 16-2. Unitigo, the eighth seed, with a record of 14-6. Starters tonight for Unitigo: a junior wearing number 21, Megan Faulkner; a junior, number 22, Samantha Picard; a senior, number 24, Cassidy Newman; a sophomore, number 25, Hazel Hanel; and also a sophomore, number 34, Mariah Sullivan. For BG, a senior, number 14, Morgan Bullis; a senior, number 15, Katie Barber; a sophomore, number 22, Rebecca Reyes; a freshman, number 25, Megan Palmatier; and a senior, number 33, Taylor Palmatier. Head coach for BG is Mr. Bob Conway, longtime head coach here for the Bobcats, and Vicky Beams on the other side for the Unitigo Lady Spartans. BG is in the home white uniforms tonight with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. For Unitigo, they are in the road green uniforms, kind of that hunter green with the white and the black trim, says Unitigo in white and black lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG will go right to left. Unitigo left to right. 8 minutes on the clock, and boy, folks, two great student sections here tonight. Both are standing right now. Both are in costumes. They have flags. They have the whole nine yards. The BG student section really coming out to play here tonight. A variety of crazy cowboy hats, you name it over there. Unitigo, we saw what they do. They hold up the big signs. We saw all of that on Tuesday when we were up at Unitigo. Looks like they've brought them down the road here tonight, and they are ready and raring as well to support the Lady Spartans. So just a great atmosphere here tonight for high school basketball as we'll get set for the tip-off. Looks like Morgan Bullis will take the tip here tonight for BG, and Mariah Sullivan will step in for Unitigo. Bullis is certainly the player we want to watch here tonight, averaging just over 12 points a game and also averaging 11 rebounds a game. She had a double-double in the MAC championship of 19 points and 22 rebounds. So she is the player to watch here tonight for BG. And we're underway as BG will win the opening tip, going right to left, and Unitico comes out in the 2-3 zone. Taylor Palmatier inside for Katie Barber at the right block, lost it off her foot, out of bounds, and back to Unitico. And boy, folks, the fans are into it here tonight at BG High School. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Unitico with the ball for their first offensive possession, going left to right. They work it down low in their own offensive zone, off the fingertips, though, of Megan Faulkner and out of bounds. So both teams losing the ball out of bounds on the first possession. Maybe some nerves coming into play there. BG going right to left. They get it into their own offensive zone. Skipping it across into the paint for Morgan Bullis. Lost the ball to Hazel Hanel. And Hanel brings it down the left wing. Stops outside the three-point line and puts on the brakes to set up the offense here for Unitico. And here is Hanel. Passing one off for Samantha Picard, who had 13 points in that victory over Green on Tuesday night. Pump fakes here. Into the paint, up off the glass. This is off the mark, no good. Sullivan, a rebound, put it up. Can't get it to go. It's tipped out of bounds, and possession stays here with the Spartans. 7:06 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless. A second round sectional game between number one BG and number eight Unitico. At halftime, folks, I'll update you on some of the New York State wrestling matchups that happened today. We had several local wrestlers from Section 4 who had their first round matchups today and into the quarterfinals. And we followed that all day on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to get a look at our Facebook page, you can certainly do that. If not, we'll be updating you at halftime as well. So Unitico inbounds the ball, and they go all the way back up to half court as they go left to right. 1 minute into the contest, we're scoreless between Unitico and BG. They work it down low for Faulkner. Back to Cassidy Newman. Her shot is blocked, and BG comes away with the ball. Here comes Morgan Bullis, crossing the Bobcat logo at half court. Works it down into the paint. Bullis at the left block. She's stripped, and Unitico back the other way. Ball is loose at half court. Scooped up, and now it's a bulldog fight on the floor there. And we'll have a travel call against the BG as Morgan Bullis was trying to come out of the bottom of the pile with it. Possession back to Unitico. 6:39 to go, first quarter. We're still scoreless between Unitico and Bainbridge-Guilford here in the girls' Class C second round of sectionals. And here's Hazel Hanel outside the three-point line. Finds Megan Faulkner. Foul line extended. Back for Picard. Three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound for Rebecca Reyes of BG. And here come the Bobcats going right to left. Reyes at the top of the key for Taylor Palmatier. Left side into the corner for Morgan Bullis. Back out to Reyes. Into the corner for Palmatier. Outside the three-point line. For Reyes, back to Taylor Palmatier, shot from downtown, a little short, and Sullivan the rebound for the Lady Spartans. So 6:05 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless. And here is Newman back the other way for Unitico. Her left baseline jumper off the mark, no good. Back out for Picard, two ball, she got it. And Unitico strikes first, and Samantha Picard gets the 20-footer from the right side to go. And it's Unitico 2, and BG nothing. 5:45 to go, first quarter. And a steal here by Hazel Hanel at half court. And her layup is good. That one went around the world a couple of times before going down. But Hazel Hanel, her first 2 points of the night. And it's Unitico 4, BG nothing, with 5.5 to go, first quarter. Chance of defense from the Unitico student section. And here is Rebecca Reyes, straightaway three, off the mark, no good. Unitico scooping up the rebound. Ball is loose, though, on the floor, right in front of the Unitico bench. And BG will get it back, and finally we'll have a whistle. Call a jump ball here as it was Newman of Unitico and Bullis of BG scrapping for it over on the floor. 5:17 to go, first quarter. 4-0 lead for Unitico on the road here against Bainbridge-Guilford. And now they'll reverse it. Actually, the possession arrow goes back to BG. So here's Taylor Palmatier working it inside, but a steal right back by Unitico. So here come the Lady Spartans at half court going left to right with Hazel Hanel. 3 minutes into the first quarter, it's Unitico 4 and BG nothing. Unitico with a shot down low for Megan Faulkner off a dribble drive. She's fouled, and we'll have our first whistle of the game, this one against BG. 4:58 to go, first quarter. It's a 4-0 lead for Unitico, and Megan Faulkner, the junior, will head to the line here for the Lady Spartans. What a good start here tonight for Unitico, especially on the road, in front of a big crowd. First shot is up and good for Faulkner. And it's Unitico 5, BG nothing. 4:58 to go, first quarter. Vicky Beams, head coach for the Spartans, giving some instructions out to Samantha Picard here. Second shot from Faulkner, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Newman. Back out for Hezel Hanel, and a fresh shot clock here for the Lady Spartans with 4:50 to go, first quarter. Step-in shot for Picard from the foul line, no good, and ripping down the rebound is Morgan Bullis. Here's Bullis off to the races, going right to left, into the paint, finger roll, front of the rim, no good. Bullis, her own rebound, back up, again misses the layup. Rebound right back to Bullis. She goes up and she's fouled. And you can see why Morgan Bullis averages 11 rebounds a game. She got three just on that possession alone. We saw her do that all afternoon long against Delhi in the MAC championship. That's why she came down with 22 on that afternoon. So here's Bullis to the line, looking to get BG up on the scoreboard. Misses the first shot. Second one coming here for Bullis. 4:35 to go, first quarter. It is a 5-0 lead for Unitigo over BG. Second shot for Bullis of the Bobcats. It's in. So Bullis finally gets BG, the number one seed on the board. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Unitigo going left to right. Here is Hezel Hanel, the point guard here for Unitigo, just a sophomore. Hanel with an inside pass. It's knocked away. And here comes BG as Taylor Palmateer and Rebecca Reyes combining for the steal there for the Bobcats. And here is Morgan Bullis to the right side. Dishes one off for the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge, for BG. And she sees a lot of minutes here for the Bobcats. Here's Taylor Palmateer, left side, backdoor pass for Megan Palmateer, up and in. Very nice play from Taylor Palmateer to her sister Megan. Found her backdoor on that right block, she puts it in. It's Unitigo 5, BG 3. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Here's Unitigo with the ball, right side. Mariah Sullivan, 6'1" center here for the Spartans. Passes it into the paint. Spin move for Cassidy Newman. Lost it on the floor. Looks like we'll have a jump ball. Yes, we will. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Possession will stay with Unitigo. Abby Selfridge, the eighth grader, got in there to tie up Cassidy Newman there of Unitigo. Selfridge had a very nice game against Delhi in the MAC championship as well. Bob Conway not afraid to use her out there for being just an eighth grader. Inbounds pass is tipped away by Morgan Bullis. Off to the races comes BG. Passing one out for Megan Palmateer. Outside the three-point line, setting up shop here for the Bobcats. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Unitigo 5, BG 3. Here's Taylor Palmateer, left side 3. Off the mark, no good. Rebound up for grabs. Taylor Palmateer comes back with it. Finds Rebecca Reyes from downtown, straight away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound for Unitigo, but off the hands there of Samantha Picard, out of bounds, and possession right back to BG. 3:16 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDL. Great atmosphere here at BG. As the Bobcats get it in, they trail 5-3. Girls Class C sectionals, second round. Turnaround shot for Bullis. Off the glass, no good. Megan Palmateer, the rebound, and a foul as she goes up. We'll see if she got it while she was on the floor or if it was a shooting foul. Well, we can already see these are two teams that are definitely rivals, some physical play, especially when it comes to rebounding inside. So now Morgan Bullis is going to come out of the game for a quick breather for head coach Bob Conway. And Katie Barber will step back in here for the Bobcats. 3:07 to go, first quarter. So the foul was on the floor. And so BG will have to inbounds underneath their own basket from the right block as BG goes right to left. So Rebecca Reyes will inbounds here for the Bobcats. Passes it in. Taylor Palmateer, wide open jumper, left side, off the mark, no good. Megan Palmateer, another rebound, and she gets tied up, but she'll be called for the travel. Was trying to work her way free, but took that extra step. Possession back to Unitigo, and the Spartans playing very good defense here, making BG work for everything. So 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Unitigo 5, BG 3. Girls Class C sectional basketball here tonight on CDO. And now a travel right back on Unitigo. Just as they got into their offensive set, Mariah Sullivan with the ball just took that extra step. 2:51 to go, first quarter. 5-3 the score. A low-scoring affair, just like the MAC semifinals we saw a few weeks ago between these two teams. It was tied at 15 at the half before BG went on that hot streak in the third quarter to end up winning that game 47-30, that game just 2 weeks ago. Here's Rebecca Reyes from downtown for BG. Off the mark, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Possession back to Unitigo. So BG off to a cold shooting start here tonight. You have to wonder, does that come from the week-and-a-half layoff between the championship game and the start of sectionals? 2.5 to go, first quarter. Unitigo 5 and BG 3. Here's Hezel Hanel to the top of the key. For Mariah Sullivan to the right side. Bounce pass inside again. Tipped away by Abby Selfridge. And a steal here for the Bobcats. She passes off on the outlet pass to Rebecca Reyes. Top of the key now for Taylor Palmateer. Skips it inside. Megan Palmateer, left block. Layup is no good. Rebound for Selfridge. She kicks it back out. Selfridge, the jumper, right side on the baseline. No good. And the rebound for Unitigo. Here comes Samantha Picard down the floor, right side, outside the three-point line. Steps in now, 20-footer off the mark, no good. Hazel Hanel, the rebound off the glass. This one hit the rim and then bounced up over the backboard and out of bounds. But somehow the referee crew here has decided that's going to be Unitigo ball. 1:50 to go, first quarter, and I think Unitigo getting a bit of a gift here. So 5-3 the score in a low-scoring first quarter. We knew that Unitigo was going to be ready. They played so hard against Green the other night and has to help to have that extra game. BG had the first round bye. And so Unitigo gets the ball in. Now for Bailey Faulkner, the freshman into the game for Unitigo. Back off for Samantha Picard. Her shot right side, 20-footer again, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Morgan Bullis of BG as she's back into the game off the bench. 1:35 to go first quarter, still a two-point ball game. Unitigo on top 5-3. Far side for Selfridge as the Bobcats go right to left. Here's Taylor Palmateer. Steps in. 15-footer. No good. Rebound again for Unitigo. And Samantha Picard is cleaning up the glass here tonight for the Lady Spartans. Here's Hazel Hanel crossing half court as Unitigo goes left to right. Top of the key. Here's Picard. Thought about a three-pointer. Doesn't pull the trigger. Back to Hanel on the right side. Steps in. Gets her way through a sandwich there on defense. Then loses the ball. And we'll have a jump ball loose on the floor. Possession back to BG. And it's going to be a defensive battle, you can tell, here tonight. With 1:04 to go first quarter. It's 5-3 still. We were scoreless for the first 2 minutes of the contest. Unitigo jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and BG has been trying to chip away at it ever since. And here come the Bobcats going right to left as they work their way towards half court. Here is Marissa Thornton for Abby Selfridge. Now for BG, top of the key. We're under a minute to go first quarter. Here's Reyes. Back for Selfridge on the right side. Unitigo sticking in the 2-3 defense here tonight. Here's Selfridge on the far side. 10 on the shot clock. Dribble drive. Skips across the zone for Reyes. Inside. Jumper no good. Rebound for Hazel Hanel. And she wants to run and gun here for Unitigo. Off to the races. But Morgan Bullis and Rebecca Reyes trying to sandwich her on that far side. And a little bit of a trap. Hanel will get around it. 25 to go here on the game clock. 15 on the shot clock for Unitigo. Will they hold for the last shot of the quarter? No. Hazel Hanel will shoot and score. 15-footer right side, and it's in for Hazel Hanel. She has 4 points. Unitigo leads 7-3. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here comes BG with the ball. Morgan Bullis into the paint. Little up and under pass for Megan Palmateer, and it's in. Megan Palmateer with 4 points. That'll do it for the first quarter. Unitigo leads 7-5 in a defensive battle. Going to be a fun one here tonight, folks. Stay tuned. Again, Unitigo 7, BG 5, end of the first. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter. It's 7-5. Unitigo and BG. BG's the one seed. Unitigo's the eighth seed here in the second round of the Class C sectional tournament in Section 4. And here's Unitigo with a great start to the second quarter. Bailey Faulkner. A dribble drive into the paint, and the right-handed layup is up and good, just the way Unitigo wanted to start, and it's 9-5. 7:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Morgan Bullis back the other way. Intercepted by Unitigo, and Cassidy Newman will play it out here for Hazel Hanel. Hanel going left to right here for the Lady Spartans. And now they'll get it to the right side for Samantha Picard. Into the corner for Cassidy Newman. She looked at a three, but then holds on to it. Wants to run the offense. Dribble drive up off the glass. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Rebound here for Thornton of BG. And Marissa Thornton will bring the ball up the floor. Crosses half court to the left side for Reyes. Downtown. Rims out. That one hit both sides of the rim and then popped out. Here's Hazel Hanel down the floor, going left to right for Unitigo. Back to Bailey Faulkner inside again and in. Bailey Faulkner with 4 points now. Fresh off the bench. And Unitigo ahead 11-5 with 6:50 to go, second quarter. BG trying to work their way out of this hole that they have gotten into here early in the second quarter. Shots just not falling so far for the Bobcats tonight. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Unitigo ahead 11-5. Here's Selfridge to the far side, back for Reyes. Right side, deep three. That one rims out. Ball off the hands of Sullivan of Unitigo. Possession stays here with the Bobcats. And that's two straight shots by Reyes that looked like they were about halfway down and popped back out. So we'll see if she continues to pull the trigger. Gets the ball in to Morgan Bullis. Quickly stolen away by Hazel Hanel. And then Rebecca Reyes tries to steal it back. And she's whistled for the foul. So Unitigo will have possession after a great steal. And we know Hazel Hanel has won many dynamic defense awards with us this season here on CDO, and you can see why. So 11-5, Unitigo ahead, 6:27 to go, second quarter. Girls Class C sectionals here in Section 4, and here is Hazel Hanel. Here's the team foul situation up on the board. Two for Unitigo and two for BG, just to keep you updated there. Here's Hazel Hanel outside the three-point line. Passes inside for Samantha Picard at the right block. Into the corner on the baseline on that right wing for Cassidy Newman. Inside for Sullivan. Spin move in the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass. No good. Selfridge the rebound, but then stolen back by Unitigo. The jumper is up and in for Samantha Picard. So Picard, Faulkner, and Hanel all with 4 points. And Unitigo leads 13-5 with 5:50 to go, second quarter. Here's BG going right to left, and into the left corner it goes. Long shot for Taylor Palmateer. Downtown, she got it. There's some senior leadership for you. She nails it, and it's 13-8. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Samantha Picard back the other way. Throws up a three for Unitigo. No good. And here come the Bobcats looking to get a little flow. Back up top to Rebecca Reyes and for Marissa Thornton, top of the key. Thornton holding the ball back to Reyes, left side, as BG goes right to left. And now another steal here by Unitigo as Thornton lost it to Picard. Ahead for Hazel Hanel. Down the right side. Layup is in. Hazel Hanel now with 6 points. And Unitigo leads 15-8. Biggest lead of the evening here for the Lady Spartans. 5 minutes to go before half. And this will be a 30-second timeout taken by BG. And we'll keep it right here. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. We know we have a variety of listeners. I've had several people come up to me just here tonight and say, oh, we have family listening in New Jersey, Virginia. A lot of grandparents down south. Can't blame you getting away from the cold this time of year, but still great that you can listen in here tonight as it's BG taking on Unitigo. And BG has had some good offensive flow, and they've done a very good job rebounding the ball as well. It's just some of those shots aren't going down. Unitigo is doing a nice job on the other end of converting the chances they have. And if you're the Lady Spartans, this is the start you wanted. You're on the road in sectionals, hostile crowd, and you lead here 15-8, 5 minutes to go before the half. But you know against BG, you're going to have to play a full four quarters to get the job done. So a long way to go, but an excellent start here for Unitigo. Back underway, BG with the ball, going right to left. And here is Rebecca Reyes to the far side for Taylor Palmateer. They're looking to get the ball inside for Megan Palmateer if they can. There she gets it, down on the right block. Tries a little turnaround hook. It's blocked out of bounds. And you can see that Megan Palmateer, frustrated as she's trying to get some space down low. She thinks that she is being fouled on some of these shots, but the calls aren't there at the moment. So BG gets the ball back in, and here is Megan Palmateer. Throws a little jab step, doesn't get the shot off. Back up to Taylor Palmateer, and we'll have a shot clock violation. 4:37 to go, second quarter. I knew it was ticking down there. I thought maybe that Megan Palmateer was going to be able to get the shot off far side. She couldn't. And Unitigo picks up after the turnover by BG. 4.5 to go before the half. It's Unitego 15, BG 8. And here is Bailey Faulkner for Cassidy Newman. Baseline right side into the paint. Goes in. Passes down low for Sullivan. Back out Bailey Faulkner. Jumper rattles out. Rebound for Sullivan. Kicks it back out for Picard from the foul line. Her shot goes down. Samantha Picard now with 6 points. And Unitego leads 17-8. 4:05 to go, second quarter. And BG going right to left. Onto the left wing here for Reyes. Reverses to the right side. Unitego still in the 2-3 zone on defense. Here is Reyes for Selfridge. Dribble, drive, nice. Take to the hole, and she finishes. Abby Selfridge, the right-handed layup, just got around the defense. Gets inside, puts it in. It's Unitego 17 and BG 10. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Again, inside Bailey Faulkner. Off the glass, it's good. And count the bucket here for Unitego. Bailey Faulkner with 6 points. And I'd say in her young varsity career, this is the best we have seen her play. Great job by Bailey Faulkner, and she'll try to complete the three-point play. And this is just something you can't plan for in sectionals when a player that might not normally average a high amount of points comes in and is hot shooting the ball. And she makes the foul shot. 7 points, it's a game high for Bailey Faulkner, just a freshman. And Unitego has their biggest lead of the game by 10, 20-10. 3.5 to go before halftime. And here is Rebecca Reyes to the far side for Selfridge. Pump fakes. Dribble drive outside for Taylor Palmateer. Left side three. Off the mark. No good. Out of bounds and back to Unitego. And so the Lady Spartans led by 7 points from Bailey Faulkner, 6 from Hazel Hanel, and 6 from Samantha Picard. Off to a great start here in the first half. And here is Hazel Hanel at half court. Right side for Bailey Faulkner as Unitego goes left to right. BG continuing to stick to the man-to-man here on defense. Hazel Hanel, jumper, left side, no good. Rebound for Morgan Bullis. Will Bullis try to take over this game like we've seen her do all season long for BG? Here's Rebecca Reyes, three ball, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Sullivan, she's tied up, will have a jump, and the arrow will point back to the Bobcats. 2:58 to go, second quarter. Again, if you're just joining us, number 8, Unitego, with a 10-point lead on the road at number 1, BG, 20-10. Inbounds pass here for Bullis. Shot off the glass. No good, but she's fouled. And Morgan Bullis will go to the line. And it looks like Megan Faulkner will check back into the game here. As Vicky Beam's not afraid to go to the bench here for this Unitego squad. First shot coming for Bullis. And that one's off the back rim. No good for Morgan Bullis. You can see just a little bit of frustration here tonight for BG. Shots not falling, and sometimes that can certainly play into your confidence. Here is Morgan Bullis, second shot coming for BG. And that one is in for Morgan Bullis. She now has 2 points. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Unitego on top 20-11. Here's Hazel Hanel, drives to the left side, throws the ball away, though, as she tried to work it down low, and possession back to BG. And with talking with Bob Conway, head coach for BG, he said, sometimes if the girls aren't shooting well, we just need a couple of things to go our way, a turnover, a steal, and then we can get things rolling. Let's see if BG can pick it up here as they go right to left. Here's Rebecca Reyes, top of the key. Inside, Taylor Palmateer, 10-foot jumper. That one won't go down. Went all the way around the rim. Rebound for Selfridge. That's off the mark for BG. Rebound for Unitego. And here's Hazel Hanel after the rebound by Samantha Picard. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Unitego 20 and BG 11. Unitego led by 7 points from Bailey Faulkner to the far side for Hazel Hanel. And back to the right wing. Picard wants the three, but she's closely guarded by Taylor Palmateer. They work it inside instead. Shot there by Megan Faulkner off the mark. No good. BG back the other way with Selfridge. Selfridge, top of the key. Now for Palmateer. Back to Selfridge. She steps in. Foul line jumper is good for Abby Selfridge. And the eighth grader now has 4 points. Cuts the lead back to 7. Unitego 20 and BG 13. But Unitego fights right back. Puts in a 2-pointer there by Megan Faulkner. She has 3 points. And it's 22-13. Just a quick one pass and a shot, and it goes in for Megan Faulkner of Unitego. BG back the other way, looking to work it inside for Megan Palmateer. Instead, ball on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball as it was Selfridge and Hanel getting tied up. Possession arrow this time goes back to Unitego. So a minute and a half to go before halftime, and Unitego leads 22-13. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll update you on New York State Championship Wrestling, as well as any other out-of-town scores in Class C and D girls action tonight. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Unitego works inside. Megan Faulkner, layup is off the mark, no good. Rebound for Rebecca Reyes of BG. Here come the Bobcats going right to left. Here's Reyes, top of the key. She wants that three. Shoots off the mark, no good. Rebound for Cassidy Newman, but then she's stripped of the ball, but a foul is called here on BG. Newman kept the ball up high. Morgan Bullis went to swat it away, and the Zebra Crew calls a foul there on Bullis. And Bob Conway will immediately take Bullis out of the game. It's only her first foul, but with a minute and 8 seconds to go before halftime, no sense in leaving her in case she picked up number two. They'll need her in the second half. 1:08 to go before halftime. Unitego on top, 22-13. And here come the Lady Spartans going left to right. Here's Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner, top of the key, playing the game of her career so far, the freshman is. Inside for Cassidy Newman, off the glass and good. First points of the evening for Cassidy Newman. And it's 24-13. 45 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Rebecca Reyes. Reyes for Thornton on the far side. Back for Reyes. And now for Taylor Palmateer. They continue to work it around the 2-3 zone. 15 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Here's Thornton. Back up to Reyes. And this 2-3 zone is very active, coming out pretty high on the shooters. Inside, it's knocked away. And here comes Unitego with 25 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. And here's Hanel to the far side for Picard. That's a two. Off the mark, no good. Bailey Faulkner, though, with the rebound, but she stepped on the end line and out of bounds. 15 seconds to go. Second quarter. And can BG get a bucket here and maybe some momentum going into the halftime break? It's 24-13. And here is Reyes going right to left. Across half court. 10 seconds on the clock. Far side for Thornton, back to Reyes. She glances up at the scoreboard for Palmateer. Now back to Reyes with three. She's going to have to chuck up a three. She does, off the mark, no good. And that's going to be our halftime score, 24-13. Unitego, the eighth seed, on top at the half against number one BG. I don't think many people would have called this for our halftime score. Great game. Boy, a great second half coming up as well. We'll be right back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll update you on wrestling as well as some out-of-town scores from Class C and Class D. Again, the score at the half. Unitego leads BG 24-13. Second round of the Class C Girls Sectional Tournament. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's halftime here as number 8, Unitego, leads number 1, BG, here tonight at Bainbridge-Guilford High School, 24-13. Welcome into the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's get you the scoring summary here from the first half. Bailey Faulkner with 7 points to lead Unitego. Samantha Picard with 6. Hazel Hanel with 6. Megan Faulkner with 3. Cassidy Newman with 2 for Unitego for a total of 24. On the other side for BG, Abby Selfridge with 4. And Megan Palmatier with 4. Taylor Palmatier with 3. Morgan Bullis with 2 for a total of 13. If you're a Unitego fan right now, of course, you're elated. You're thrilled. Still a whole half of basketball to go, so I'm sure you're sitting on pins and needles. If you're a BG fan, I will give you this. The third quarter has traditionally been this season their best quarter. I just talked to head coach Bob Conway before the game. He said, Nate, people have been asking me all year what I say in my halftime speeches because the girls come out, they play great. He said, it's not anything special. It's just that that is the way it's been, and he said, let's knock on wood. So if you're a BG fan, knock on wood that the third quarter and that trend continues. Unitego playing excellent defense, doing their job on the glass, all of those things. So really, BG is going to have to come out and try to find their shot and see if they can get back into this game. If there's a team that's capable of doing it, it's BG because they have so many weapons out there between Selfridge and Bullis. And with Bullis only having 2 points at halftime, you know something has to swing there. Megan Palmatier, Taylor Palmatier, if they can get more involved, BG could easily come back in this contest. But Unitego not making it easy. Great defense, great rebounding. And talk about Bailey Faulkner, a freshman who we know scores, you know, maybe 2-4 points a game. Stepping up, comes right off the bench, couple dribble drives, making it look easy out there. She has 7 points at halftime, and the usual suspects of Hazel Hanel, Samantha Picard, Cassidy Newman, all chipping in as well. And great defense, again, by Picard, and of course, Hazel Hanel, so quick with her hands out there. It's really great to see. One other score I had to pass along, a final score, is that the South Courtright girls, of course, they're the number one team in the state in Class D. They won tonight over Skenevis 74-31. So we'll continue to get those scores as they roll in. And, of course, if we can get an update on Moravia and Newfield, if Unitego was to win, they would probably travel to one of those two schools. If BG is to win, they'll host one of those two schools. So, of course, everyone very interested here in the gym at what the score is there. We'll try to get that for you as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and I'll run you through who won today from Section 4 in the New York State Wrestling Tournament. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here as Unitego leads BG 24-13. Second half coming up, but it's the New York State day one of the wrestling tournament. Section 4 has 44 representatives going up to wrestle, and I just wanted to run you through some of the highlights today. Austin Dean wins twice, so he is in to the final match tomorrow. Well, not the final match, but he is up for continuing on. So Austin Dean of Sydney with two wins here today. He goes on to the semifinals tomorrow. Unitigo's Riley Hanrahan lost his first match, or won his first match, excuse me, lost his second match 6-2. So nice showing there today by Riley Hanrahan, especially winning that first match. Ryan Marzell, of course, from Unitigo, a guy who was hoping to win a state title, won both matches today for the Unitigo Spartans, including a 19-6 win in the quarterfinals. He's on to the semifinals tomorrow. Sydney's Nick Jump, he won his first round matchup, but then lost his second round as he got pinned by Jordan Boucher of Peru. So a good showing from Sydney's Nick Jump. Madison Hoover of Bainbridge, Guilford, Apton, Harpersville won his first match, lost in the second match 7-3. Norwich had a couple of good wrestlers go. Frank Garcia and Tristan Riffenberg won both of their matches today, so they will be on to the semifinals. And Chris Sirigliano, also a BGAH, won both of his, so he's guaranteed a top six finish. He's on to the semifinals tomorrow as well. So Dean, you have Marzell, Sirigliano, all moving on, as well as the Norwich wrestlers and Garcia and Riffenberg. And some great showings today as well by Riley Hanrahan, Nick Jump, guys winning that first round but then losing in the second round. But stay tuned with us tomorrow. We'll have updates for you on Facebook, on Twitter, as well as we're able to get you those live updates from the New York State Wrestling Tournament. It's up at the Times Union Center in Albany, and you know, a couple of guys are looking to bring home titles. We know that's what Ryan Marzell wants. Of course, he finished second last year. Same for Austin Dean. They're seniors. They want to try to get it done and get their first New York State Section Championship in wrestling. To go out and graduate and go out that way would certainly be great for them. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Third quarter action coming your way between Unitigo and BG. Unitigo leads number one BG 24-13 at the half. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we get set for the start of the third quarter. And any of those out-of-town scores, we'll try to keep you updated on those in Class C and Class D. Haven't been able to find a Moravia and Newfield score yet. Might have to wait for the post game there to see who BG or Unitigo might get. I think we have a lot of things to concentrate here. I got to give a shout-out to my Unitigo student section here, giving me the second straight game here of a Nate Lull chant. That just makes my day. Absolutely excellent. So I had to give them a quick wave. So here we go, 24-13. BG with the ball going left to right to start the third quarter. They work it inside. Palmateer up off the glass and good. Megan Palmateer with 6 points now, and it's 24-15. Unitigo goes right to left to start off this third quarter. Unitigo in the green uniforms with the black and the white trim, and here's a travel by Mariah Sullivan. And what a good start here for BG. They get a bucket on the first possession, and going left to right, they'll get the ball off a turnover on the second possession. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. It says Bobcats on the front of the uniform there. Morgan Bullis with a shot in the paint. It's knocked out of bounds. And possession will stay here with the Bobcats. And so Rebecca Reyes will inbound the ball, and we'll see if BG can weather the storm. And this will help as they get the ball in to Morgan Bullis, and a foul there on Hazel Hanel. Just a little bit of a slap on the wrist. 7:25 to go, third quarter. Back out for Palmateer. Far side for Selfridge. Now for Reyes. Works it inside. Megan Palmateer tried to pass back out to Selfridge. Instead, it goes to Reyes. Her shot, jumper left side, broken up. No good. And back the other way for Unitigo as they go right to left. Outside the three-point line for Picard. Inside for Cassidy Newman. Shot off the glass is short, no good. Selfridge the rebound. Picks up the loose change, and ahead come the Bobcats to the left side. For Taylor Palmateer, dribble drive, knocked away by Newman. Rebound back out here for BG. Here's Reyes downtown. She got it. Rebecca Reyes finally gets one to go. Her first points of the evening, and it's 24-18. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Unitigo with the ball going right to left, and BG now bringing some real swarming pressure, trying to trap up towards half court. Here's Picard inside for Megan Faulkner. She's stripped of the ball, but Unitigo comes away with Sullivan. Skips it across for Hazel Hanel. She ropes in that pass. Gets into the paint. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes to Taylor Palmateer. And Palmateer now passes out and will have a foul called on Samantha Picard. Fans not happy in the Unitigo section as Picard just giving a little extra pressure defense there on Palmateer. Gets called for the foul, and now Unitigo will take a timeout. So BG trying to chip away. 6:19 to go, third quarter. BG 24, Unitigo 18. Will step away for 30 here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
To go third quarter, it's 24-18. Unitigo on top of number one BG. Bobcats trying to dig out of a hole. To the far side for Taylor Palmateer. Top of the key. Now for Reyes. 15 on the shot clock for Selfridge. Selfridge to the far side. Now for Reyes. They continue to work it around the top of the 2-3 zone. Selfridge pump fakes, dribble drive, throws up the layup. No good. And it comes back as she is fouled and she'll go to the line. So here is Abby Selfridge, the 8th grader with 4 points already. Played most of the first half. Will step to the line to shoot 2. 5:55 to go, third quarter. It's 24-18. Selfridge to the line. First shot coming. Here for Selfridge. This one is up and in. Selfridge now with 5 points. Bailey Faulkner checks back into the game. She had a great first half, had 7 points. She comes in for Mariah Sullivan. And that looks like we'll have a timeout before the second shot will come here for Selfridge. 5:55 to go, third quarter. BG 24, Unitigo 19. We'll step away and come right back here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of, well, not the start, but early in this third quarter, and it's 24-19. Here's Selfridge, second shot coming from the line here for BG. She got it, so she's 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Selfridge. It's back to a 4-point game from what was a 10-point game. 5:50 to go, third quarter, and here is Hazel Hanel to the left side for Cassidy Newman. Newman to the left block, dribble drive off the glass, no good. Bullis pulls down the rebound, and here comes BG going left to right. Bullis ahead, too far over the head, though, of Taylor Palmateer off the baseball pass. Pass, and she couldn't pull it in. Possession back here to Unitigo, who has not scored yet in this third quarter. It's been 7 straight points here for BG. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner. She gets across the timeline at half court. Gets it back up, but it's stolen away by BG. Here's Rebecca Reyes, and then a double dribble. Reyes mad at herself after that one as BG had a clean steal, and Reyes with the double dribble. So 5:26 to go, third quarter. It's 24-20. Unitego with the ball. Here comes Hezel Hanel as they try to get back into the groove they had in the first half. Here is Bailey Faulkner back into the right corner for Cassidy Newman. Now into the paint for Hezel Hanel. Far side for Bailey Faulkner. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound for Newman. Falls to the floor, out of bounds, but stays with Unitego. Newman got tied up there with Reyes. They were both scrapping for the ball. Knocked out of bounds last by Reyes. 5:08 to go in the third. It's 24-20. Hezel Hanel will inbound underneath the Unitego basket as they go right to left. She's at the left block. Passes out to Bailey Faulkner. Top of the key. Dribble drive off the glass and in for Bailey Faulkner. Off the finger roll, she has 9, and it's 26-20. That drive is really working well for her tonight. Here is BG back the other way, going left to right. Here is Taylor Palmateer up for Reyes. Reverses for Bullis. She's into the paint. Finger roll of her own is in. And Morgan Bullis now with 4 points. Back to a four-point game. Unitego 26, BG 22. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Newman. Bounce pass inside. Tipped away by Selfridge and a steal for BG. And here comes Selfridge down the right side. Top of the key for Taylor Palmateer. Steps in. Into the paint for Bullis. She's hammered as she gets to the basket. She's fouled and she'll shoot two. Here's the team foul situation. None on BG so far in the second half, and that's the fourth team foul on Unitego here in the third quarter. 4:25 to go in the third. It's 26-22. Just one out-of-town score to update you on at the half. Milford leading Richfield Springs 25-11 in Class D. Morgan Bullis' first shot is in, so she has 5 points, and we're to a three-point ball game now, and it's amazing how quickly BG has cut back into this. Second shot coming for the senior, Bullis. This one rattles out. Still a three-point game. It's 26-23. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Hezel Hanel brings the ball up the floor, going right to left for Unitego. Here's Bailey Faulkner into the paint, off the glass. This one a little too hard, and BG comes away with the rebound. BG with some good rebounds here in the second half, really limiting Unitego to one shot on each possession. And here's Reyes. Passing inside again for Morgan Bullis off the glass. Can't get the roll. Bailey Faulkner the rebound for Unitego. 3:55 to go in the third, and the Spartans holding on to a three-point lead. To the far side for Faulkner. Thought about a three. Instead passes inside. Megan Faulkner, her sister, turnaround. No good. Unitego fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. BG back the other way. Pass ahead for Selfridge. She's in the paint. Lost it, but she'll travel. Just couldn't get her feet underneath her as she tried to catch and get around the defender. And the turnover goes right back to Unitego. 3:35 to go in the third. It's 26-23. Here's Hezel Hanel to half court. Lost the ball. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by BG. Here's Rebecca Reyes. Right-handed layup is good. Reyes puts it in. She has 5. It's Unitego 26, BG 25. And here's Hezel Hanel to the far side for Bailey Faulkner. Back to Hanel, top of the key. Steps in, down low, Cassidy Newman, she travels. Newman makes the layup, but took one extra step to do it, and the turnover goes right back to BG, and the momentum has really, really switched. Unitego was up 24-13 at the half. They now lead by 1, 26-25. 3:05 to go in the third. BG to the far side. Here's Rebecca Reyes as they go left to right. Reyes with the ball, setting up the offense against the Unitego 2-3 zone. 2:55 to go in the third. Far side. Now back up top of the key for Reyes. 10 on the shot clock. Reyes trying to work it inside. Instead, we'll get it to Selfridge. Inside for Megan Palmateer. She's fouled. That will go to the line. That was just with seconds left on the shot clock. 15 foul against Unitego, and Palmateer will go to the line, and that's the foul she was looking for in the first half and wasn't getting it. Now that call is there in the second half, and she'll go to the line to shoot two, the freshman here for Bainbridge-Guilford. First shot coming for Palmateer from the line is good. Swishes it through, and she's got 7 points. So we're tied at 26, 2:46 to go, third quarter. Second shot coming for Megan Palmateer is in. Gets it to go, and BG takes the lead 27-26. And here is Hezel Hanel at half court for Bailey Faulkner. Back up to Hanel to the left side. Steps in, jumper, 20-footer off the mark, no good, but a foul. And this one will be on Rebecca Reyes, and it will be a shooting foul. As Hanel stepped in, Reyes got her on the wrist. Reyes not pleased with the call. 2:36 to go in the third, and Hazelhaina will step to the line. She has 6 points for Unitigo. So Hazelhaina trying to tie this ball game back up. First shot coming off the mark for Hazelhaina. Head coach for Unitigo, Vicki Beams, taking that opportunity to talk to Bailey Faulkner as well as Samantha Picard, give them some extra instructions. Hazelhaina, second shot is in. So we're tied back up. As Hazelhaina now with 7 points. We're tied at 27. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Great game between BG and Unitigo. Here's Morgan Bullis. Goes up for the shot, and she's fouled. And Unitigo now visibly frustrated by the refereeing here in the second half. 27 all is the score, and Morgan Bullis will go to the line with 2:28 to go in the third. Number one, BG. Number eight, Unitigo. Second round of sectionals here in Class C. First shot for Bullis rattles out. Bullis from the line this year is a 68% free throw shooter. Not having the luck here tonight. Second one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Still a tie game. 2:25 to go in the third. And here is Bailey Faulkner. Steps in, another dribble drive off the glass and in. Bailey Faulkner looking like Dr. J tonight with that finger roll in the paint. And it's 29-27. Another great play by her. 2:05 to go in the third. And to the right side for Rebecca Reyes as BG trails by two. Now for Taylor Palmateer. Straight away three. It's in. Three ball for Taylor Palmateer. Her second of the night. She's got six. Oh, they're going to say foot on the line, so it'll just be a two. That was the signal going back down the court. So it's 29-29 with 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo going right to left. They get it down low. Megan Faulkner misses the right-handed layup, tipped out of bounds, and back to BG. So we're tied at 29, and Unitigo hanging around here with the number one seed, the BG Bobcats. Down the right side for Rebecca Reyes and to the far side for Taylor Palmateer. Inside for Bullis. Too hard off the glass. Ball is loose on the rebound and Bullis will pick it up. It didn't hit the rim. So still 15 on the shot clock here. I don't know if BG is aware of that. They get it inside. Megan Palmateer up off the glass and good. Megan Palmateer has 10 points. Bob Conway calls timeout. It's BG 31. And Unitigo 29 with a minute 17 to go in the third. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. A minute 17 to go, third quarter. It's 31-29. BG with the lead here on their home floor. They're the number one seed, taking on number eight, Unitigo, who won a first-round game against Green to get here. And now a steal by BG, Abby Selfridge. Outlet pass to Morgan Bullis. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Here comes BG going left to right. Down the right wing. Top of the key now for Rebecca Reyes. Pump fakes on the three. Reyes taking her time. 15 on the shot clock for BG. 2-3 zone still really extended and active here for Unitigo. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Reyes with 5 on the shot clock. Gets it for Bullis. Dribble drive. Throws up the jumper. Too hard. And Unitigo will track down the rebound there with Samantha Picard. Picard finds Hazelhaina. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. About a 10-second difference with the shot clock. And here is Bailey Faulkner. Dribble drive and she's fouled. So that's just the second team foul on BG in the second half. Unitigo has 6. They'll have to be careful or BG will start to go to the line to shoot 1-and-1s. And that could certainly be helpful down the stretch to get some of those free points from the line if you can make those shots. And Unitigo not anywhere near shooting the ball yet in the 1-and-1. 30 seconds to go. Third quarter. Inbounds pass for Cassidy. Newman can't get the layup to go. And BG the rebound. They lead 31-29. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Bullis. Dribble drive, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line, and here we are. She's going to shoot 1-and-1. And BG, all through the third quarter, has just gone to the drive. And then they've been getting that contact, and they've been getting the calls. Bullis has done it. Reyes has done it. Palmateer especially has done it. Here's Bullis to the line. She has 5 points tonight. She averages 12. First shot off the mark, no good. And Morgan Bullis cannot find the range from the line. So Emily Slauson will check into the game, as well as Mariah Sullivan here for Unitigo. Vicky Beams getting some of the starters. A quick rest before the start of the fourth quarter. 18 seconds to go in this third quarter. Second shot coming for Bullis. Is off the mark, no good. So Unitigo down by two. They'll have one last shot in the third with 15 seconds to go. Here's Hazel Hanel inside looking for Sullivan. She lost it. It's loose on the floor. And now we'll have a jump ball. We'll see where the arrow is with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Possession will stay with Unitigo. So can the Lady Spartans get off one last shot before the end of the third quarter? Hazel Hanel will inbounds from the right block underneath. Tosses it up to Emily Slauson. 5 seconds to go inside for Sullivan. Again, down to the floor. She can't hold on. Jump ball. This time back to BG. Mariah Sullivan is 6'1", and the entry passes to her are down by her knees at the moment. So every time she's had to bend over, BG is right there to latch onto that ball. They have to fall to the floor. And BG has been able to cause several jump balls that way. Can they get off one last shot in the corner? Here's Reyes from half court. It's short. And that'll do it for the third quarter. It's 31-29. BG takes the lead. Fourth quarter coming up here, folks. Going to be a good finish. Unitigo trying to take out number one BG. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just a quick score to pass along here. The Lawrence girls are up over the number one seed Delhi at the half on the road in Class D, 23-22. So that's a big one, too. Delhi only won by 2 points in the first round, so Delhi having all they can handle in Class D as the number one seed. So they are trailing by one to Lawrence at the half in Class D over in Delhi tonight. We'll keep you updated there. 31-29 the score. 7:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Unitigo with the ball. Ball quickly knocked out of bounds. Zebra Crew says it will stay here with the Lady Spartans. And they'll get to inbounds directly in front of their bench. And now it looks like they are going to switch this up, and Vicky Beams is irate that the Zebra Crew would change that call. And so now the ball goes back to BG after a quick conference by the referees. So BG with the ball. It's 31-29. They lead. Started the fourth quarter here on CDO. Inside, Megan Palmateer. Swatted away there by Cassidy Newman. A big block for the Lady Spartans. And here comes Unitigo back the other way. Here's Hazel Hanel for Bailey Faulkner. Back to Hanel to the left side. Passing up for Emily Slauson. Slauson down low looking for Bailey Faulkner. Back for Hazel Hanel. 15 on the shot clock. Inside for Mariah Sullivan. Back up to Cassidy Newman. She lost it. Here comes Rebecca Reyes for BG. Down off the left side, and she traveled. Took that one extra step. It looked like the layup was going to go in. She missed it, but took the one extra step, and possession back to Unitigo. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. BG 31, Unitigo 29. BG the one seed. Unitigo the eight. The second round of the Class C sectional tournament here. It's win or go home. And now Unitigo throws it away with Mariah Sullivan. Tried to pass it over top of this BG zone that they have switched to. And it was just a little too tall for Slauson on the far side. So possession back to the Lady Bobcats. It's 31-29. 7:05 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Rebecca Reyes at half court. Closely guarded here by Hazel Hanel. Unitigo has switched it up now to go man-to-man in this fourth quarter. Bold move by the Spartans. And here is Palmateer to the far side for Taylor Palmateer from Megan. Here's Abby Selfridge. Dribble drive into the paint. Jumper off the back rim. No good. Rebound for Selfridge. Puts it back up. Missed again. And somehow Bullis comes out of the land of the trees with the ball for BG. Dribbles inside. Shot is off the rim. No good. But she's fouled and will go to the line. And Morgan Bullis sometimes is like a bull in a china shop. She gets that ball, and you are not going to stop her from going to the rim. She doesn't care who is in the way. And does a nice job here to get fouled. We'll go to the line. First foul shot off the mark. No good. So it remains a two-point game with 6:36 to go, fourth quarter. Bullis back to the line to shoot her second shot. Shot is up for Bullis. Off the front rim. No good, but she gets her own rebound. Boy, she's having another great night here on the boards here for the BG Bobcats. Bullets left side as BG goes left to right. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the navy blue trim. Here's Palmateer, far side. Taylor Palmateer now steps in. Jumper can't get the roll. Sullivan the rebound. Pulls it down, keeps it high, and an outlet pass. And Unitigo looks to run. Here's Bailey Faulkner. Can she do it again? Finger roll. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Fourth team foul against BG. There's eight against Unitigo, so Unitigo trying to catch up in that department. They trail 31-29, 6:09 to go fourth quarter, and here's the freshman, Bailey Faulkner, to the line. She has a game-high 11 points here tonight for Unitigo. And here is Faulkner. First shot coming. This one is up off the back rim and no good. So Faulkner with the second shot, trying to cut it back to a one-point game. Faulkner steps to the line with 6:09 to go here in the fourth. Trying to lead her team here tonight to an upset of number one BG. Second shot coming is off the back rim. No good. Ball is loose on the floor, and BG comes away with it. Still a two-point game, 31-29. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, we still haven't had any score here in the fourth quarter. And here is Rebecca Reyes as BG goes left to right. A low-scoring defensive battle tonight. And here is Megan Palmateer off the glass and in. Megan Palmateer now has 12 points for BG, and they lead 33-29. 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Hazel Hanel. As Unitigo goes right to left, they get it for Cassidy Newman. Jumper is short. No good. Ball loose on the floor. And Mariah Sullivan comes away with it. She goes up, and she's fouled for Unitigo. Huge rebound there by Sullivan because Selfridge and Reyes were right there. Somehow, Sullivan was able to snag it down to go up. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line. So 5:34 to go, fourth quarter. And Sullivan, these are big free throws here for Unitigo. They need them. They trail by four. Sullivan, the sophomore, to the line for the Spartans. First shot is off the rim. No good. And boy, foul shooting is troublesome for both sides here tonight. 5:34 to go. Fourth quarter, second shot coming. And this one is big for Sullivan. Can she get this one to go? All the pressure in the world here on Sullivan. Gets set. Second shot is in. Nice job there. Her first point of the evening for Mariah Sullivan. It's a three-point game, 33-30. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Reyes going left to right. Reyes closely guarded by Hazel Hanel. Now to Megan Palmateer. Palmateer, top of the key. BG running through their man-to-man set. Here's Palmateer, pump fake, gets inside, shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Hazel Hanel comes away with it, and she's fouled by Morgan Bullis. Now Unitigo really starting to catch up in the foul department. There's eight against Unitigo, and this will be the sixth team foul against Bainbridge Guilford. So it's 33-30. With 5:10 to go, fourth quarter, BG on top of Unitigo. It's number one BG, number eight Unitigo. Unitigo gets it inside. Cassidy Newman can't get the layup to go. Rolls out of bounds, but stays with the Spartans. Left-handed layup was right there, and she just couldn't get it to go down. 5 minutes exactly to go, fourth quarter, still a three-point game. And here is Hazel Hanel from the right block, underneath the basket, looking to get it in. Gets it in for Slauson. Jumper off the front rim, no good. And now a foul is called here on Newman. Newman was jostling with Morgan Bullis for the rebound. And then will give Morgan Bullis a 1-1 on the other end for BG. So 4:56 to go, fourth quarter. Morgan Bullis to the line, and Bob Conway pulls her aside for a second. I think he's just saying, take a deep breath here. You've struggled from the line. You can do this. Ah, there he goes. He shows a little bit of form there to her. Bullis, first shot. Looked like she rushed that one. It hit the front of the rim, out of bounds, and right back to Unitigo. So Morgan Bullis not able to convert from the line on the 1-1. And it's 33-30. Unitigo still with a chance in this ballgame, trailing by three. Here's Hazel Hanel to half court. Passes off for Bailey Faulkner. Now for Newman. Step in jumper. Can't get it to go. Hit both sides of the rim. Rebound for Unitigo. Faulkner, turnaround shot. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Bailey Faulkner, big rebound. Looked like the sky hook was going to go. She missed it, but she'll go to the line. She hit one of two just a moment ago when she was there. She has 11 points. 4:40 to go here in the fourth. And these are big foul shots here for Bailey Faulkner, the freshman, to the line. First shot coming as she gets set for Faulkner. It's up, off the back rim, no good. Boy, and foul shooting has hurt both sides here tonight. If one of these teams was hitting their foul shots, we could be looking at a completely different ball game here. But both teams have struggled from the line. And here is Faulkner for her second shot. For Unitigo, this one is in, rattles it home. She has 12 points. It's tied for a game high with Megan Palmatier of BG. Two-point ball game, folks. 33-31, 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Morgan Bullis, left side as BG goes left to right. Now for Megan Palmatier, tries the set shot, goes inside, knocked away. Cassidy Newman, another block for Unitigo. Outlet pass, and here come the Lady Spartans looking to run. Here's Faulkner, gets inside, layup, off the mark, no good, too hard. A little too much hot sauce on that one, and BG gets the rebound. They come back the other way, going left to right. Top of the key for Rebecca Reyes. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads, 33-31. Inside for Reyes. Now she'll dribble back out, around the world, back into the paint, inside. Palmatier, jumper, got it, and she's fouled. Megan Palmatier now with 14 points, and she just got tapped on the wrist as she let that little set shot go. From about the right block, she's fouled, and she'll try to make it a three-point play. 10 fouls now on Unitigo as a team. They trail 35-31, and can Palmatier now convert from the line for the Bobcats? That's four fouls as the shot is up and good. 15 for Palmatier. Four fouls on Mariah Sullivan. Timeout for Vicky Beams and Unitigo. It's 36-31. BG on top of Unitigo with 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Two-point ball game here, folks. 36, actually, no, it's more than that. It was 2 points just a minute ago before Megan Palmatier hit that three-point play. It's 36-31 with 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo needs a bucket on this possession. Three ball here from Picard. Just comes up short. And Rebecca Reyes comes away here for BG. Down the right wing she goes. Reyes to the top of the key. And BG now wants to work a little clock. And a timeout here from head coach Bob Conway. We'll keep it right here on CDO with 3:30 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-31. BG on top here of Unitigo. Well, it looks like they are going to take the 60-second timeout here. Both coaches want to sit down and have a quick word. Bob Conway very animated at the moment. We'll take this opportunity. We'll step away for 30. It's 36-31, 3.5 minutes to go in the contest. BG on top of Unitega. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:30 to go, fourth quarter. That's a 36-31 game. Number one BG is trailing 24-13 at the half. And they have come back, and they have a 36-31 lead. Trying to hold on. They have home court throughout sectionals until the championship round when they go down to the arena. Trying to win here tonight to advance on to the next round. BG going left to right. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Abby Selfridge to the far side for Reyes. Thought about a three, thought better of it, pulled it out. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware BG is. Here's Palmateer, dribble drive, gets it to go. Megan Palmateer has 17 points tonight. It's 38-31. Here comes Unitego. They need a bucket here with 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Cross for Slauson. Inside, Megan Faulkner lost it. Picking a pocket there was Abby Selfridge, and the eighth grader will work it up the floor. And now ahead for Rebecca Reyes. A crossover move against Hazel Hanel. Gets inside the paint, up off the glass. This one won't go down. And Newman chasing after it. Lost it, though. And possession stays with BG. 2:43 to go, fourth quarter. And it's 38-31. Vicky Beams wants a timeout with 2:43 to go here in this fourth quarter. And Unitego is going to have a quick word. We'll keep it right here. Some out-of-town scores to pass along. The Milford girls ahead of Richfield Springs, 39-25 in Class D. Of course, we know that South Courtright defeated Skenevis earlier tonight, 74-31, also in Class D. As the South Courtright girls, number one team in the state right now, and got a chance to watch them last Friday in the Delaware League Championship game. Excellent team there. They're undefeated. A lot of fun to watch. We know that Lawrence was ahead of the Delhi girls at halftime by 1 point, 23-22. We'll keep you updated online, Facebook and Twitter, with those scores, as well as in our postgame show if we get any finals. Have not seen any score between Moravia and Newfield, and the winner of this game will get the winner of that contest. If BG can win here tonight, they will host the next round on Tuesday. And if Unitego comes back and wins this ball game, they would be on the road at either Moravia or Newfield on Tuesday, both of those teams in the IAC. We'll be at Moravia tomorrow night, folks, for the Sydney boys matchup. They're the 5-seed against 4-seed Moravia. That game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on CDO. Meanwhile, 2:40 to go here, fourth quarter. BG going left to right. They have the ball after the timeout as they work it inbounds. Here's Rebecca Reyes. A little behind-the-back dribble here. Almost has it taken away. It's knocked out of bounds into the BG bench. Bobcats will stay with possession here. 19 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Unitego desperate for a steal and a bucket here. And now we're going to have a foul on Cassidy Newman as she got tied up there with Megan Palmateer. And so this is going to send Megan Palmateer to the line because Unitego now with 10 fouls, that's the double bonus. So Palmateer with a game-high 17 points here tonight. For BG, the freshman has really stepped up here, averaging 10 a game. First foul shot coming, gets the shooter's roll, and it's in. It's 39-31. We do have an update coming in here. It looked like somewhere around halftime, Moravia was up 19-18 over Newfield. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. 39-31 the score, and second shot is off there from Palmateer. So Unitego needs to get a bucket here on this possession, I think, to keep their hopes alive. Here's Hazel Hanel. Crosses up Rebecca Reyes at half court, gets into the paint. Early shot in the shot clock is off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Morgan Bullis, and she's fouled by Samantha Picard. She'll go to the line. 2:17 to go, fourth quarter. Morgan Bullis struggling tonight from the foul line, so maybe Unitego a little bit of strategy there, hoping she will miss some of these foul shots and not let any more time tick off the clock here. But Hazel Hanel It was a great look in the paint just a minute ago. Just couldn't get the shot to go. Bullis, first foul shot, gets it to go. And Morgan Bullis now with 6 points. That one hit about all sides of the rim before going in. Second shot coming is not good, this one for Bullis. Rebound, loose on the floor, and BG will come away with 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. They lead by 9, 40-31. Here is Taylor Palmateer to the left side. Palmateer, top of the key, working against Hezel Hanel. Unitigo playing some good defense here, looking for a steal, but instead Bob Conway has seen enough. He wants to take a timeout, give his girls a breather and a chance to talk things over. We'll take a break. 1:59 to go, fourth quarter. It's 40-31. BG on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. BG with the ball, but a quick steal by Unitigo. Cassidy Newman trying to go up here for the layup. She gets tied up. Ball is loose on the floor, and a jump ball will go back to BG. And, boy, that is the theme of tonight's game. That ball has been on the floor, and both teams have been ready and willing to get down and dirty and fight for those loose balls. So BG with the ball. They're up 40-31 with a minute 45 to go, fourth quarter, and now another steal here by Unitigo. Rebecca Reyes stole it right back and was fouled, so she'll go to the line. Unitigo just not able to catch a break here in this second half, and they have just gone cold as well, as they have only scored 7 points here since halftime. BG, on the other hand, has played an excellent second half. They've outscored Unitigo 27-7 here in the second half. Reyes, quick shot on her first foul shot, didn't really set her feet at all. Off the front of the rim, no good. I bet I can let you know what Unitigo and BG will be doing in practice if they move on here over the next week, and that's shooting some foul shots. Second shot is up and good for Rebecca Reyes. She has 6 points, 10-point ball game, 41-31. Minute 40 to go here, fourth quarter. Here's Cassidy Newman, dribble drive, gets around, inside, layup, off the mark, no good. Didn't have enough mustard on that one. And now the rebound as Newman gets tied up here with Megan Palmateer. We'll have a whistle. 41-31 with 1:32 to go here, fourth quarter. And you can just see the frustration on the faces of Unitigo. They came in, they played a heck of a first half. Had the number one seed on the ropes. They were up 24-13, and the second half just has not gone their way. Shots haven't been falling, and BG has just had some great contributions here from Megan Palmateer and Morgan Bullis. Here's Palmateer at the line. First shot off the mark, no good. It's just been a tough and scrappy game between two teams in the MAC who are meeting for the third time this year. Second shot coming here for Megan Palmateer. This one is up and off the mark, no good. Rebound for Cassidy Newman. Outlet pass to Hezel Hanel. There is no quit in this Unitigo team. Down the right side, top of the key. Now for Newman. Newman thought about a three. Passes inside for Slauson. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound for Morgan Bullis. And guess what, folks? Another foul. Every time there is a rebound, there is no love lost. Good sportsmanship, I'll give you that, but just physical play. With 1:17 to go in the fourth quarter, it's a 10-point ball game, 41-31. Make sure to stay tuned. Our postgame show coming up, we'll have our three awards here tonight brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, as well as Acco Brands of Sydney is fouling out of the contest now. Here is Megan Faulkner. Faulkner obviously upset as she gets high fives from head coach Vicky Beams and all the teammates. I will say good sportsmanship here tonight on both sides, but just physical play, that's for sure. Bullis, first foul shot off the mark, no good. Second shot coming as Bullis gets set up off the mark, no good. She has really struggled from the line here tonight. Unitico gets a rebound. And here come the Spartans, full steam ahead. Here's Slauson at half court, gets through a trap. Hazelhanel, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound for Mariah Sullivan. She hits the deck, lost the ball. It goes out of bounds. And back here to BG, Rebecca Reyes helping up Mariah Sullivan here. And inbounding the ball for the Spartans. Here's Newman, dribble drive, gets around. Can't get the layup to go. She's fouled by Morgan Bullis. And we'll go to the line. Both these teams fought all year long in the MAC against each other. Just 2 weeks ago, we were here for the MAC semifinals, a game that BG was able to win. BG going on to win the MAC this year. First shot coming here for Cassidy Newman. Misses off the back rim. And Newman, the lone senior in the starting lineup here for Unitego, as Samantha Picard will come over. Will end her night, and you can tell she is upset by this one. Vicky Beams consoling her. Newman to the line, second shot off the mark, no good. Abby Selfridge the rebound. We're under a minute to go. It's a 10-point lead for BG. And Unitego gave it all they had as Slauson here with the foul. And Reyes will go to the line. So the number one seed, it looks like, will advance. And BG will have a home game if they can hold on here for the last 54 seconds. BG will have a home game on Tuesday night against the winner of Moravia and Newfield. And I'll try to have an update for you on that game as well. That game will be on March 3rd as Unitego continues to go to the bench here. Checking in. Cassidy Frazier will come into the game here as Emily Slauson comes out, as well as Hazel Hanel. Corinne Barber will check into the game here for Unitego. Reyes with her first foul shot for BG, up and in. And so that makes the 42-31 ball game as Rebecca Reyes with 7 points here tonight. And boy, Bob Conway said it before the game. Third quarter has been the difference for his club this year. Holds true tonight. Cassidy Newman, the senior here for Unitego, had a heck of a season. She checks out for the last time in her senior career. 50 seconds to go. A steal by BG. And the Lady Bobcats will improve to 17-2. They got a scare here tonight at the hands of the Unitego Lady Spartans. 35 seconds to go, and now a foul on the floor. 42-31 the score, and Abby Selfridge, the eighth grader, will go to the line here. And what a bright future ahead for BG when you look at Rebecca Reyes, just a sophomore, Megan Palmatier, a freshman, Abby Selfridge, an eighth grader. Future is bright here, and they had a JV team that went 14-3 this year. So again, Bob Conway has a lot coming up the pipe. And first shot is off the mark and no good for Abby Selfridge. Talk about an eighth grader having the poise to play on a varsity team with all these minutes. Great season for her that will continue next week. Selfridge, the shot is up and in. Selfridge with 7 points here tonight. 30 seconds to go. It's 43-31. A great second half run by this BG team. Selfridge knocks the ball out of bounds. 28 seconds to go. And BG will get one more night here on their home floor as they are the number one seed in sectionals. And they were surprised to get that number one seed. They thought they were going to be a two or a three. And it actually came down to the last couple of sectional points that helped them to get that number one seed. 15 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Unitego with a long three here off the mark. No good. Rebound for Cassidy Frazier. Inside Mariah Sullivan, and she's fouled with 9 seconds to go, fourth quarter. I think I've seen more players hit the deck here tonight than we have all season long. It's been a tough and physical battle. There's going to be some bruises tomorrow. But a great packed house here tonight at BG. Two great student sections. This is what local high school hoops is all about. Glad to be a part of it here tonight on CDO as Sullivan steps to the line for Unitego. First shot rattles out. And still just 7 points in this second half here for the Lady Spartans. Second shot coming. here for Sullivan as she gets set. This one up off the mark, no good. And Selfridge pulls down the rebound. She'll work it up the floor. And BG is going to win this contest here tonight, 43-31. The number one team survives and advances. They pick up the win here on their home floor. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. One last time here from BG High School as the number one seed, the BG Bobcats, come back and defeat the number eight seed, Unitigo, here tonight, 43-31. Vicky Beam's club was up at the half, 24-13. And BG goes on a 30-7 run in the second half to come back and get it done. I think Bob Conway is beside himself down there that his team won this ball game. He looks like a happy coach and a stressed-out coach at the moment. Really nice moment here for Unitigo as well. Vicky Beams has all the girls huddled around. One last speech to end your season. As Unitigo, boy, you're in here and you're this close to an upset. It's really tough to deal with. But they played a whale of a game here tonight. All the credit in the world to Unitigo. Let's go through our scoring summary here tonight. First for Unitigo, 12 points, a game high for freshman Bailey Faulkner. What a great effort there. 7 points for Hazel Hanel, 6 for Samantha Picard, 2 for Cassidy Newman, and 1 for Mariah Sullivan. On the other side for BG, 18 big points from the freshman Taylor Palmateer. They get 7 from 8th grader Abby Selfridge, 6 from Morgan Bullis, 7 from Rebecca Reyes, 5 from Taylor Palmateer. The starting 5 doing a huge job here tonight for BG. Let's get into our awards now. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, we'll give that to Megan Palmateer here tonight of BG. The freshman had 18 points and did an absolutely outstanding job. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And tonight I'd like to give this award, boy, there's a lot of different candidates for it. We'll give it to Morgan Bullis here of Bainbridge Guilford. I thought she had a great game defensively. Normally scores 11 or 12 points a game. Gets 6 here tonight. Had a tough night from the foul line, but did all the other little things, including a bunch of steals, a lot of great rebounds. So Morgan Bullis is our NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I'll give that to Bailey Faulkner tonight of Unitigo. 12 points for the freshman, and I thought in the first half was really the difference for Unitigo, really helped them to get that lead. They were up 24-13 at the half, so that was absolutely huge. Again, number one, BG, comes back. They're trailing at the half 24-13. They come back here tonight to defeat number 8 Unitego 43-31. Last I knew, Moravia and Newfield were in a one-point ball game at halftime. I don't have a final score for you. I do not believe that game has gone final yet. So we do not know who BG will host here on Tuesday, but we'll be here for that game no matter who they play, whether it be Moravia or whether it be Newfield. And boy, just another great moment. All the BG fans, all the Unitego fans have actually piled onto the floor. Lots of hugs, lots of smiles on the BG side, lots of hugs and lots of tears on the Unitego side, but that's the way it is this time of year. And just a tough one here tonight for Unitego to swallow as they played absolutely a heck of a game. So that's going to do it again. 43-31 the final. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget that. Boys action here on CDO. 6:45 is our pregame show. 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be out in Moravia. Yes, that's right, folks. The Sydney boys are the 5-seed. They take on the 4-seed, the Moravia Blue Devils. And tip-off at 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you right here on CDO. We'll be back here at BG on Tuesday night for a girls matchup, and the winner of that will move on to the arena for the sectional finals. Again, 43-31, BG defeats Unitego. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Have a great night, folks, from WCDO Sports.